Russian tanks and Russian troops are rolling across the border. Russia denies it. But now there's an ominous warning from Ukraine's defense minister talking about the Russian military moves. And I'm quoting now, expect unexpected actions on their part. I think the main task is to prepare for fighting. That's from the Ukrainian defense minister. Our chief national security correspondent, Jim Sciutto, is working this story for us. This is pretty alarming what's going on over there right now.
No question. I've spoken with Ukrainian officials in Kiev today. There's tremendous alarm, and I think you could say outrage at these Russian moves, because you remember yesterday there was another one of these humanitarian convoys that went across without inspection, and both Ukrainian and Western officials say, you know, these need to be inspected before you go in. Now today you have the Russians brazenly, openly sending in arms, and we're talking about artillery, tanks, and NATO believes Russian forces. I spoke to an official in the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry who says that it's the belief of the Foreign Ministry that Russia is preparing for a major offensive by the pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine.
I want you to listen. The NATO Supreme Allied Commander, General Philip Breedlove.
We see forces that are capable of being nuclear that are being moved to Crimea. Whether they are or not, we do not know, but they do have the kind of equipment there that could support that mission if required.
Crimea, they basically annexed, and it's now part of Russia. But if they're moving nuclear military equipment or military equipment capable of using nuclear material, that would be an ominous new development.
No question.
Right there.
On a whole bunch of levels, you can imagine. This is based, we're told, on Russia moving in both MiG fighter aircraft as well as Tupolev bombers into Crimea, which, as you say, they annexed illegally. It is not known that they have nuclear weapons on board, haven't been observed by U.S. satellites, but we know that they're nuclear capable. And this has always been the issue with the U.S. in terms of monitoring these Russian moves. They don't know what Russia intends to do. Now, they know what they're capable of doing, but they don't know if they have the intent to actually deploy nuclear weapons there. Again, speaking with the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry officials, this is what they believe is happening. The conventional forces going across the border into eastern Ukraine to prepare for a new offensive by pro-Russian separatists. These forces in Crimea meant to be something of a flanking move, to tell the Ukrainians, we got you in effect on two sides, from the east and from the south. And, you know, when you think in those terms, Wolf, there's no other word you can call this but a war, right? Yeah. I mean, there's been talk of military action or escalation, et cetera. But there's really there's a war going on in eastern Ukraine right now.
And to hear the NATO Supreme Allied Commander raise that possibility that they might even be bringing in equipment that could use nuclear weapons, that's an ominous
development. No question. And it would violate half a dozen treaties as well.
Yeah. Ukraine gave up its nuclear arsenal in order to get its independence, if you will, and they moved all those nuclear weapons out.
Exactly.
And the Russians promised at the time they would never undermine Ukrainian sovereignty. How's that working out?
Well, exactly. Yeah. A lot of broken promises
right.
We're seeing there.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Other news we're following. Obama administration officials now setting the